Well, today we are at AHSTW High School in Avoca, visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2026. And today we begin with?
My name is Drew Lee.
Okay, Drew, introduce us to your family.
My dad's name's Jesse, my mom's name's Renee, and I have a younger sister named Brooke.
Okay, let's talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I always enjoyed like PE class, but I had to take a lot of math classes, so I kind of learned to enjoy those. And I always liked Jackson Remberg's history classes.
Okay. So any teachers that really kind of struck you? Jackson, I assume?
Yep, he's my favorite.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. He made the classroom fun and engaging every day.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then for you. What's kept you busy?
I've been involved in football, basketball, and golf for all 4 years, student council for 3 years, National Honor Society for 2 years, and our local youth group for 4 years.
Wow, pretty busy. Yep. How do you keep your time scheduled? How do you keep budgeted like that?
I guess I just go with the flow.
Do you have a favorite among those things?
Probably football. Okay. Or golf.
Okay, very good. So almost all those things you talked about are things you're doing with other people, whether it's sports as a team or, you know, like the student council, those types of things as a group. Is that what you enjoy, working with others?
Yeah, I enjoy being around other people.
Okay. What about achievements for you? Anything you're going to be most proud of when you look back at your high school days?
I've had a lot of good achievements in football and golf over the years, and yeah, mostly proud of those.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about your future then. Where does the future take you here this fall?
Next fall, I plan on going to Iowa State University and studying construction engineering.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
They've had a good program, and I've always liked them growing up, and that was just the place to go.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in engineering, that is definitely a destination to go. So why that course of study? Is that something you've been interested in for a long time?
So I've been working with my grandpa in construction for probably the past 6 summers, and I kind of just enjoy the process of building things. I've always had, like, that creative mind, and then construction engineering kind of just stood out as something I want to do.
Okay. So was this a choice you made to work with your grandfather's business, or were you kind of, it's family, you're kind of expected to?
It's kind of just I wanted to get a job, get money, and then he had a business, and I've always just helped him as a kid growing up, and it kind of just worked out.
Sure. So you weren't really sure when you first started whether or not you'd really enjoy it?
I mean, I kind of always enjoyed it, but yeah, I didn't know if that's something I wanted to, like, pursue.
Excellent. All right. Well, look forward to seeing some of the things you build down the road then, too. Hey, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
A lot of people think high school is scary, but honestly, just try to have fun, and it's not as scary as you think.
Okay. Drew, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have
Caden Jorgensen.
Okay. Caden, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Steve and Nikki, and I have two brothers, Kevin and Kyle.
Okay. What about schoolwork for you? What classes did you like?
I've had to take a lot of math courses over the years, and I also like PE too.
Okay. What about teachers? Say 10 years from now at a class reunion, when you're around your buddies again from high school, what teachers will you be talking about?
Mr. Remberg, he's really fun. Ms. Heppner, she's also really fun. And then Mr. Pelzer.
Okay. What about those teachers? You said they're really fun, but what about them? Are there certain characteristics or traits they have that make them stand out to you?
Yeah, they're just teachers you can get along with, and they make the class fun.
Okay. Tell me about extracurricular activities.
I've been involved in football, basketball, and golf for most of high school, and I was in student council for a couple years.
Okay. What'd you enjoy the most?
Probably football and golf.
Okay. Why those?
I don't know. I just love golfing in my free time, and football is always super fun.
Okay. What about accomplishments then for you? What are you going to take away and be most proud of?
Probably just the things I've done in football and golf, and just remember those when I go on.
Sure. Do you have some honors, awards from that?
Yeah. I've got a couple, like, district awards in football, but not much in golf.
Okay. It's okay to brag once in a while, too. You know, you can do that. Tell me about the future, then. What comes up next for you this fall?
I'm going to Iowa State University and studying civil engineering.
Okay, very good. Well, I kind of know why you chose Iowa State, because you want to get into engineering as well. Why that particular area of study?
My uncle and cousin both are civil engineers, and whenever they talk about their jobs, it always seems super interesting, so it's just something I've wanted to pursue for quite a while now.
Okay. So you come into it with a little bit of knowledge ahead of time.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, okay.
So do you, where do you see your career going then? I mean, civil engineering, but do you want to do it like here in the Midwest? Do you see yourself someplace else?
Yeah, I kind of just want to like help, like kind of like what my family does and just help around the towns around here and just make it as good as possible.
Okay, very good. Give those eighth graders then some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Just do your work. High school is not as bad as it seems, and just take it seriously, but also have fun at the same time.
All right. Good advice. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right. And moving on. Now the boys are finished. Now it's turn to the ladies here, and you are?
Ava Paulson.
Okay. And Ava, tell us a little bit about your family.
My parents are Henry and Sue, and then I have three older sisters, Haley, Sadie, and then I have a twin sister named Kenna and a brother-in-law.
Okay. Oh, full house at your place then, too. So you got to get to the dinner table first?
Yeah.
Yeah, most nights. Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about coursework. What'd you enjoy?
I really enjoyed my art classes that I took, like pottery. It was fun.
The other side of the table, I kept hearing math and things like that. Now, over here, I'm getting the arts a little bit. Is that, those are always things that have been attractive to you?
Yeah, I enjoy taking them.
Okay, they come easy. What about teachers for you? What teachers really impacted you?
My favorite teacher is probably Mr. Pelzer because he's my track coach. So.
Okay, so what about Pelzer that makes him stand out?
He's just fun and he like really enjoys like all of his athletes and stuff. So it's nice getting that.
Yeah. Are there certain traits that you think make for better teachers?
Yeah, I feel like you can tell like what teachers like care about their students and like the learning and stuff. So
does that make a difference to you? I mean, do you respond, even if you're kind of vanilla about a certain class, do you have it, maybe like it a little bit better because you think the teacher is able to connect better?
Yeah, I think I enjoy my classes that like when the teachers enjoy teaching it. So
okay, good. Well, what about extracurricular activities then for you? I'm guessing track.
Yes, track, and then I did cross country and basketball for 4 years.
Okay. What'd you enjoy the most?
Track, because I had like my most success in that.
What'd you run?
I run the 4x8, the 4x4, like open eights, and then sometimes twos, so.
Okay, well, it's getting down to critical mass then for you real quick with track season, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about achievements then for you? What are you gonna take away from high school to be that you're most proud of?
Probably my state track experience. I've gone for the last 3 years, and that's always the best. So,
what's the best you've done?
I think our 4x8's been the best so far.
You enjoy? That's long distance. It seems like nobody ever wants to run those.
Yeah.
Do you want to run those, or is it something that you were kind of thrust into and have found that you're pretty good at it?
Yeah, I just was always better at, like, long distance than sprinting, so.
Okay. We can't all be fast,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Give the future a little bit of thought, then. Where will you be?
I'm going to Iowa State University to major in diet and exercise science.
Okay. So we got a full house so far with Iowa State. Why did you choose Ames?
Well, my two older sisters went there, and then I've always just gone to Ames, so it just felt like home to me, so.
Okay. Well, tell me about the choice of study, then.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed like nutrition and like learning about like the body and stuff. So
what do you want to do with that?
I think like sports dietitian would be fun because I like sports and like nutrition, I guess. So
okay, now we were all young once, and you know, there's lots of chocolate and all kinds of fun things out there, and a lot of temptations when it comes to food. Are you pretty disciplined right now, or is that something you're going to have to work on?
Yeah, I try my best to, like, limit sugar, I guess, but, you know, sometimes you gotta have those fun coffees and stuff, so.
It's okay to treat yourself once in a while, right? Okay, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
I would say just say yes to everything, like, and, like, do as much as you can, like, sports-wise things, so.
Okay, very good. Well, Ava, thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have
Ella Johnson.
Okay. Ella, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Jared and Amber, and then I have a younger sister, Katie, and a brother, Jordan.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about your schoolwork then. What classes did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed taking my criminal justice and sociology classes throughout my junior and senior year.
Mm-hmm. What about teachers for you? Are there any teachers that are going to leave a mark when it's all said and done that you'll be thinking about years from now as people who pointed you in the right direction?
I'd have to say Mr. Renberg also, because he just makes class a lot of fun. And then Miss Klingerman, she's not a teacher, but she's a para and librarian. So she's always just, you know, there for you if you need her.
Yeah, I asked Ava too. Sometimes whether you like a certain course of study or not depends on how effective you think the teacher is. Mm-hmm. Is that something that impacts you?
I would say so, because I feel like nowadays with all the online classes, I just don't engage as much as I did with the in-person with a teacher that really helps you learn what you're looking at.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of hybrid. You kind of have to, you know, when I was in school a million years ago, everything was face-to-face, and now a lot of it's screen time, so that's all kind of changed. Even while you've been in school, mm-hmm. from when you first started, all for the better?
I don't know. I think it's great that we have the option to take online courses to get more variety in what we can take, but I also think it's taking away from actual learning, because if you have it online, there's just so many ways to just get the work done rather than actually learn it and take it in.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't have the chance to ask questions and get some other things that you want too, but we'll keep working on that mm-hmm. then. Very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I did wrestling cheer 4 years, student council all 4 years, and then I did golf this year, and then I've done NHS and other things.
Okay, so what did you enjoy the most?
I liked golf this year. It was pretty fun.
As long as the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very good. What about achievements for you? Anything that you're most proud of?
I don't have very many athletic achievements, mm-hmm. but I did get the Governor's Honor Scholar, so I got to meet Kim Reynolds. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
That's a pretty neat thing. Yeah, don't overlook that as an accomplishment. Yeah. That's a pretty neat deal, too. Yeah. So congratulations on that. Well, what's up this fall for you?
I'm also going to Iowa State University to study criminal justice and sociology.
Okay, so you guys all carpooling?
Maybe not.
You never know. All right. Well, why Iowa State for you?
It's where my dad went, and I wanted to go somewhere in state, but that was still far enough away to be somewhere new and on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you're close to family, so you kind of want to stay within distance, but you want to have some space too. Does that work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that fair? Okay, good enough. Don't want to put you in a bad spot here. Let's talk a little bit about the course of study then. What do you want to do with that?
I want to be a juvenile interventionist and help the youth that get like the resources they need to get out of tough situations and be successful.
Where did that come from?
Well, I started taking criminal justice courses junior year, and my one class really focused on juvenile delinquency. So then the next semester I took juvenile delinquency mm-hmm. as a class, and I really liked that. And I think I just, you know, want to focus on what I enjoy.
So it's a career, but yeah. You want to help too.
Yes, I want to focus on helping my community even after I'm passed here.
Very good. Well, good. Well, let's give those eighth graders some advice then too. What should they know before they get started here in the fall with high school?
Save your money, get a job, get involved, you know, just don't focus completely on school. Do other things outside of it also.
All right, very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate the time here this morning, and these are some of the tops of the class of 2026 at AHSTW High School.